Welcome to Managing Myeloma. My name is Ola Langren and I'm Chief of the Myeloma Service at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center in New York City. I am frequently asked, what's the relative value of multicolor flow cytometry in an assessment for minimal residual disease in multiple myeloma compared to allele-specific PCR? These are very technical questions. Let me briefly describe what multicolor flow cytometry is. It's a way to label cells from the bone marrow. And as you may know, there is no one way of defining an abnormal plasma cell, which is what we refer to as a myeloma cell. So we need a panel of different antibodies. And the whole setting of the sample needs to be gated in a flow cytometry machine. So that's exactly how people have been working to advance the field to make flow cytometry a tool for minimal residual disease, trying to figure out which antibodies to use and how to gate. So the strength of the flow cytometry approach is that we do all have flow cytometry machines in hospitals, and these antibodies are commercially available. The weakness is exactly the same thing. Although we have all these machines and all these antibodies are available, unfortunately, people have not fully agreed how to use them, how to gate, and which antibodies should be used, etc. So I think part of the work that has been done in more recent time and that continues to go on right now is the harmonization and standardization. And that will really help and make flow cytometry an important tool for MRD testing in myeloma. When it comes to allele-specific PCR, that's a molecular test that can be used in order to trace evidence of the disease in patients. A problem is that using PCR primers, either you need to sequence the patient first, and then when you have the sequence figured out, you could use PCR primers and you could follow the patient sample for MRD status. The problem then is that every patient needs to be sequenced so you know exactly what primers to use. Another approach could be to use what's called a consensus primer, combination of primers. So you use these consensus primers and you run that same consensus panel on every patient you see in clinic. A problem with that approach is that not every patient, unfortunately, will be captured by these primers. So a strength of the technology overall is that it's probably more sensitive than flow cytometry. The weakness is all these practical things that I've been discussing, that you could sequence each and every patient, that becomes very technically cumbersome and expensive, or you use the consensus primers, but you could miss out as many as 30% of patients. So although the technology is more sensitive, in reality, you may miss out on patients. Now, there are newer technologies, and I mentioned them during my presentation, the VDJ sequencing technology that is available, where you sequence every VDJ sequence that's available in each and every patient, and you follow. So I think there are new molecular technologies that are going to become the new way of doing MRD testing, but we are not yet there. They are not commercially available, and we can use them in an easy way. So in summary, I think right now using flow cytometry and to use the standardized protocols that have been proposed by the International Myeloma Working Group would be my preference. But moving into the future, I do think that the next generation sequencing based technologies, they are more stable. They are not dependent on the person who runs it and the individual labs. They are very reproducible. What we need is to have access to these new next-generation sequencing technologies in each and every lab around the world. And when that is how it goes, then we have very sensitive technologies that can be run everywhere on a day-to-day basis. With this, I would like to thank you so much for viewing this activity. For additional resources, please view the other educational activities on managingmyeloma.com. Thank you very much.